little brother is so annoying. He's always jumping on me. I just can't stand him sometimes.
Your brother may not be easy to like all the time, but you can choose to love him. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're tuned in today. As always, my name is Zach. You might think love is this magical feeling you get when you like someone, but it's not always easy to feel that way. In the Bible, Jesus doesn't talk about love like it's something you feel. He says that it's something you do. To love someone means that you're kind to them and you help them even when you don't feel like it. Here's what he says in John chapter 13. You must love each other just as I loved you. All people will know that you're my followers if you love each other. And now our story. It's called Love is a Choice. Charlotte was sitting on the couch doing homework when her little brother Georgie came bounding into the room. Incoming! He shouted as he leapt onto the couch right onto her lap. Georgie, get off me! Shouted Charlotte and pushed him away. Georgie fell off the couch and started to cry. Mom came into the room. What did you do, Charlotte? She asked. Nothing, replied Charlotte. He's the one who jumped on me, and look! He ripped the page out of my textbook. I always get blamed for everything. She stomped to her room and slammed the door behind her. A little while later, Mom paid her a visit. What's going on, Charlotte? Why are you so angry at your brother? She asked softly. He's so annoying, Charlotte exclaimed, and he never leaves me alone. You know that's because he loves you, don't you? Said Mom. Well, I don't love him, said Charlotte flatly. You may not always like what Georgie does, but you can still love him, said Mom. Love isn't a feeling, Charlotte. It's a choice. As Christians, we choose to love others because God loved us first and sent Jesus to save us from sin. Because of him, you can choose to act in a loving way toward your brother, even if you don't feel like it. Later that day, Charlotte was reading in a chair on the driveway while Georgie rode his bike. Look at me, Charlotte, he shouted as he raced around. Charlotte ignored him. She was still mad. Suddenly, Charlotte heard the squeal of tires as a car rounded the bend too fast. Georgie was headed right for the road. Charlotte jumped up, ran down the driveway, and pushed Georgie off his bike into the grass. The speeding car went up onto the curb and hit their mailbox. Charlotte scooped her startled brother into her arms and buried her face in his hair. Her heart was beating wildly. That evening, Georgie told their dad all about the day's excitement. Charlotte saved me, Daddy, he exclaimed as he hugged Charlotte's leg. Mom gently embraced them both. Thank you for choosing love, Charlotte, she whispered, and gave them each a kiss. Well, how about you? Do you ever have a hard time getting along with your brothers and sisters? Do you sometimes get angry with your parents or your friends? If you know Jesus, you can choose to act in a loving way toward others, no matter how you might feel. Because he loves us, we can love others. Choose to love, even when you don't feel like it. Our key verse is 1 John chapter 4, verse 11.
Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
And our key thought for Sunday, choose to love others. Have you heard of the Red Rock Mysteries books? Bryce and Ashley are normal teenage twins, except they find adventure wherever they go. They deal with the usual middle school stuff, but they also learn how to track down stolen gold and outlaw kidnappers. Find the Red Rock Mystery Book Series at keysforkids.net and click shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for tuning in to Keys for Kids.